and I'm joined by Des Moines County naturalist Kelly Rundell. She's headquartered out at Stars Cave Nature Center. It's been a while since we've talked to Kelly because of the coronavirus pandemic, but as things gradually, slowly become closer to normal, Stars Cave is something I was thinking about the other day, so I thought I would find out because I know that there are going to be some summer classes going on, but there's restrictions on that. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, you know, summer is here, or if it's not here, it's pretty close to being here. Officially, it certainly feels like summer. Stars Cave, you have a number of summer camps that you are going to have, but you've got some, restrictions on those camps. Is that right?
That's right. We do have summer camps running, and registration opened up yesterday. And we're running at reduced capacity and increased cleaning. So fewer kids and a lot more cleaning and just all the time outside that we can get.
Okay. Now, so you're basically doing so less kids, the numbers are restricted. Are you pretty well sold out? Is that what you told me the other day?
Yes. So I just checked at 7 a.m., and we have 3 spots left for our camps. 2 in our frequent flyers camp for ages 12 to 15, where we're going to talk about birds and bats and things that fly, and we'll play some real-life angry birds, and that's going to be out at Big Hollow. And we have 1 spot left in our young naturalist camp where we get to learn all about being a naturalist and explore some different careers in natural resources.
All right, so can you tell me, are the numbers for each of the camps about the same? Is that right?
For each camp,
the total number, does it depend on the type of camp, or I mean, how many people? You said you have reduced numbers of
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, so generally we run camps at 12 children, and we're down to 8 plus 2 or 3 staff members.
Gotcha.
Or 4 staff members, depending on who all's working that day and what we're doing.
Okay, now the hours at Stars Cave, those are also limited, aren't they?
Yeah, we're back to our normal summer hours. These are typically what we're at each summer, and it's Monday through Friday by appointment because we don't want people out here when we've got kids for camp. And Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m.
And you've got, the second and third floors of the Nature Center are closed, though, until further notice. Is that right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, everything on our second floor for sure is meant to be touched, and there are some things that we just have no way to sanitize. So to keep everybody safe, we're just opening the first floor right now, so the floor with our office and the bathroom.
All right. Now, and again, if you're feeling a little sick at all, do not come to Stars Cave. That's a very important thing to say,
yes.
But I guess that may be an obvious thing after the last few months. But in terms of anything else you do outside, I mean, the trails are all wide open, right, to use, and all of the things you do outside, if you wanted to have a picnic there, for instance, is that that's acceptable, right, obviously?
Yes, the trails in the park are still open. We do still recommend the 6 feet of social distancing if you're with a group that you aren't usually with, and just be kind to everybody on the trail.
All right. And I'm guessing you're hoping, like everyone else is, that the closer to near normal, if not normal, by fall. Would that be a safe bet?
Yes, I'm hoping to see what the new normal is, and I'm confident that we can figure out how to adjust to whatever that new normal is.
All right, let's hope the new normal becomes just plain normal pretty soon, okay?
Like that.
All right, Kelly Rundell, she's the Des Moines County naturalist. If they need any more information, can they just call the Nature Center? Is that the best thing to do?
Yep, they can reach us at the Nature Center. We are in and out. We're actually filming videos to go up on Facebook of things that you can do in the parks. But you give us a call, leave us a message, and we'll get back to you.
All right. Kelly Rundell, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.